Good morning. It's May 12th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is For Granted. When it comes to life, the critical thing is whether you take things for granted or take them with gratitude. G.K. Chesterton. Let's see now. How far back do I have to think before realizing I have taken something for granted? Oh, wait, it might have happened 15 seconds ago when I started recording this on my iPhone 13 Pro in my environmentally controlled office, sitting in my comfortable leather swivel chair with my steaming Starbucks at my left hand. Oh, and I have a job where they pay me to help people. And I have that job in the middle of a pandemic that has left 21 million people unemployed. And, well, you get the picture. I could go on for the next several hours thinking of things that I take for granted every day. Now, admittedly, there isn't anyone I can easily contact on my new iPhone to thank personally for my MacBook Pro or my chair or even really my office. When I got up this morning out of my sleep number controlled softness bed and took a hot shower, I followed that up with my Qigong exercises and my 24-move standard Yang Tai Chi. But then I opened my top drawer, took out my underwear and a rolled-up pair of socks, and then my neatly folded scrubs from the drawer below, and dressed in my closet before quietly exiting the bedroom to go feed the cat, feed the fish, and get my first cup of coffee from the automated pot that came on at the prescribed time while I was in the shower. Why am I telling you all this? Because not only am I blessed beyond credulity in terms of my career, my home, and my life circumstance in general, but somehow my laundry got folded neatly and magically appeared exactly where it always does, especially for my convenience. Was it a miracle? Well, in a way it was a miracle, because it was my wife's doing. When I look around our home, almost everything I see is something whose position, condition, or very existence is something I have taken for granted, but in fact should be thanking my wife for daily. Of course, my health, our beautiful weather, the people with whom I work, my children and grandchildren, my mom alive and well, and at the time of this recording, 93, my brother and my friends are all things that I need to be thankful for every day. Even though I said I don't know who to call on my iPhone to thank for my computer, my chair, my office, or even the weather, or my health, there is, of course, someone I can thank. The Bible tells us that every good and perfect gift comes from above, James 1:17. Well, in our modern world of science, we know that God is not above per se, but that's what the metaphor means. We need to thank all the people around us whose actions enrich our own lives, and we need to thank our God for them. When we take things for granted, those things tend to slip by unnoticed. When I thank my wife for always taking care of me, having my scrubs in the drawer or food in the fridge or food on the table for that matter, then her service takes on the significance it deserves. The same is true with our Heavenly Father. When we walk out the door on a sunny, breezy day and enjoy our walk to the car on the way to lunch, the beautiful day seems just part of the everyday routine. But if we take a moment, just a fleeting moment, to think a silent prayer, thanking the Lord for the spectacular natural world He has given us, then we appreciate Him in a way that would have been lost had we just let the moment pass. Say thank you more than you have in the past. Don't take the people in your life for granted. Say thank you to God more than you have in the past. Don't take the God that gave you life for granted either. In taking life for granted, we completely fail to notice it. Stephen Batchelor. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. 1 Chronicles 16:34. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Dear Heavenly Father, have your Holy Spirit stop us in our tracks the next time we think on how lovely a day, situation, or person we have encountered, but fail to give you thanks. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.